Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Ephesians chapter number 4, and boy, thank God for a good revival this week, amen. And man, I'm going to tell you what, Brother David preached awesome last Sunday, and then Brother Mark Monday night and Tuesday night, man, great preaching, especially Tuesday night. Me personally, that was my favorite, and boy, it was great, and thank the Lord for it. The Bible said this, Ephesians chapter number 4, verse number 29. The Bible said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good, to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And I'm not going to deal a lot with verse number 29, but let me say this to you. Boy, that's a good verse right there. And our words that we speak to people can either be a testimony of right or a testimony of wrong. And, you know, there's a lot of times that I have to even myself remind myself that I just need to be quiet. And there's a lot of times in our life that it would do us real good. Now, I'm probably not going to get no amens right here, but it's a truth. It'd do us real good just to be quiet. And some people, they think that they know everything. They've got to be involved in everything. They've got to speak about everything. Every once in a while, it's okay just to be quiet. Amen. And he deals with that really in verse number 29. He talks about which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. But he goes on to say in verse number 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. There's times that words will grieve the Holy Spirit of God. The way you say and the attitude that you say it in sometimes will grieve the Holy Spirit of God. He says in verse number 31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. Watch this, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now I find it interesting that he deals with words, and then he says, let it be put away from you. And then he says, you need to be kind to each other. Amen. And I see Haley and Taylor talking over there, so I guess they've not been kind to each other. We learned this morning that in Sunday school that one of the wives was not kind to their husband yesterday and needed to read these verses. But here's what the husband needs to do, forgiving one another even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. But anyway, I want to look at this morning, and here's what I'm interested in verse number 1. Let all bitterness, now skip down, be put away from you. And I want to deal with the subject of bitterness today in both services. Father, I love you today, and I thank you, Lord, for your blessings. I thank you, God, for being good to us. Father, I thank you for mercy and grace. I pray, God, that you'd help us today as we look into your word. I pray, God, that we would get clear understanding from it, God. And I pray, Lord, that God, that you'd help us, Father, to rightly divide the word of truth today. God, I don't know who messages for today, but I pray, God, that it would find a lodging place in their heart, God. And Lord, I pray, God, that we would find strength and help from it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You can be seated this morning. I want to ask you a question today. Has there ever been a time in your life when you hear a name that is mentioned, and whenever you hear that name that is mentioned, all of a sudden your blood pressure begins to rise, and all of a sudden you begin to get butterflies inside? Y'all know what I'm talking about right there. And you begin to get anxious just by hearing a name. Your whole demeanor will change. Your whole attitude will change. The way you think, the way you act, everything changes about you just by hearing a name. Well, if you answer yes, preacher, and probably if you answered yes in your mind, you're antsy right now and your blood pressure's up a little bit because you begin to think about that individual, or you begin to think about that group, or you begin to think about that situation in your life. Can I say something to you? If the answer was yes to that today, then I would say this to us. We are dealing with the subject of bitterness today. Bitterness is something that I believe each and every person in our life deals with on different occasions. Some people are able to overcome that bitterness, and some people are not able to overcome that bitterness. I'll say this to you. You'll never be able to overcome bitterness on your own. You'll have to learn to overcome it with the help of the Lord. Now, somebody say amen and help me this morning. And I really believe that we could all say at some point in time in our life, we have dealt with bitterness. I thought about this. Bitterness doesn't touch the person you are bitter towards, but it sure will harm you in your life. I thought about this. That individual continues to live their daily life like nothing's wrong, but we end up in a prison house of bitterness in our life, but that individual is not affected at all. Bitterness is a monster that turns on its creator and causes internal damage beyond compare. An internal position that is eating its way out and eating us alive from the inside. I said this already, but the other person continues their life and may be happy and content and never even think about you, but because of the bitterness that you have in your life, you're allowing that other person to have control of your life. Well, they don't control my life. Well, quit thinking about them and being upset about them. Amen. Let it go if they don't control your life. I thought about this. That other individual probably never even thinks about you. But if they do think about you, it's satisfying to them to know they still have a stronghold over your life. Bitterness this morning. There's probably not going to be many amens, but it's truth this morning. Bitterness today. What did the Bible say about it? The Bible said, let all bitterness be put away from us. Let it be put away from us. I thought about this. There are many emotions that we feel in our life, and emotions are not necessarily a sin. Now let's just, and I talked about this with the men the other night, let's just get it out in the open tonight. Every person sitting in here has emotions. You say, well, I'm not an emotional person. You're a liar. You are an emotional person. Every person in here has emotions and deals with emotions. You say, well, I don't deal with emotions. You do. Let me illustrate it. I've said it this way before. You walk around to your vehicle after church this morning, and while you're making your way to your vehicle after church this morning, one of these rednecks out here, I guarantee you, they don't have a little reese hitch in the back of their truck. It's going to be a drop hitch, and it's going to stick out about that far, and it's going to have three different balls on it and a hook on it. Are you with me? And you catch that with your shin. Mid-stride. You're in a hurry because you got chicken on your mind and you're stopped. And the whole truck moves because you, anybody know what I'm talking about? You know what you do in your mind? You just don't back away from that and walk around it and keep going. You might back away from it and walk around it and keep going. But buddy, there's some words in your mind. And I promise you it's not, thank you, Jesus, for my chin. Thank you, Lord, that you allowed me to hit that ball. Thank you, God, for this stinking redneck that drove this blasted truck to church today and parked here. That latter portion's probably right. You know what that was? That was an emotion. That was an emotion. You let little Johnny kick the football And you know what you do? You let him catch that pass and run a, run a home run, run a touchdown. And you know what you do? You jump up and scream and holler. You let that little youngin' say mama or papa the first time. And you know what you do? Whenever they start to take those first steps, Brother Randy, you get down on the ground. Now come on, you can do it. Come on, you can. You know what's causing you to do that? An emotion inside of you. Every one of us here today are made up of emotions. We're all emotional people. Women's worse than men sometimes, but we're all emotions. They didn't want to, you men, say amen to that. You scared to death, ain't you, Randy? We're all emotional people. We all experience emotions. But can I say something to you? Emotions is not necessarily a sin. Now, there's sometimes that corrupt communication proceeds out of your mouth because of an emotion, and it becomes a sin. Think about this. Anger, the Bible even just in verse 26 says, be angry and sin not. But when anger gets out of its cage, then it becomes a sin. I thought about this. Guilt is not always a sin. Sometimes the Lord gives us a godly guilt, a conscience, a conviction to get us back on the straight and narrow way. But Satan uses guilt to paralyze us in our Christian walk and say, you can't do this because of what you used to do. And guilt will set over you, and Satan will use that to paralyze you. It becomes sin at that moment. I thought about this. Grief is not always a sin. Grief is a gift from God. When used to help us heal from loss or sorrow. But if we refuse to allow the Holy Spirit to comfort us in our guilt or in our grief, then it becomes self-pity and a sin. Anger, guilt, grief, are they sins? Maybe so, maybe not. But there is one emotion that is always a sin. And I'm going to tell you what that is. Bitterness. Bitterness is an emotion inside of us. And bitterness, any way we look at it, bitterness is a sin. You say, preacher, how do I know if I'm dealing with bitterness? You know. You know. You've already in your mind, as soon as I said the word bitterness this morning, as soon as I said I want to preach to you on bitterness, as soon as I said that, there was a red flag went up in your mind, and somebody or some situation immediately entered your mind. Bitterness this morning. I want to say this to you. Who is that person that comes to mind? Who do you hold bitterness towards? I thought about this. We can sit back and try to explain it away. We can sit back and say this or we can say that, but the truth of the matter is the Holy Spirit of God may have brought them to your mind this morning because He loves you and He wants to deal with that cancer that's eating away with you called bitterness. You may say this, well, I don't ever think about them at all. That wasn't the question. The question was this: when you do think about them, what do you think? When you do see them, how do you feel? Emotions this morning, bitterness this morning, bitterness will absolutely devastate our life. Let me show you a couple things about bitterness this morning. Number one, bitterness will devastate you spiritually. There's no way, now I want you to stay with me this morning, and again, it's not going to be shouting and hollering amen. I don't even know if anybody noticed this, but while the choir was singing this morning, it never even really got high while the choir was singing. I believe the Lord was stealing us what I was about to preach. Bitterness would devastate us spiritually. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm interested, and I'm going to say more about this as I move into the message. But I'm interested in God's best for our church. I'm interested in God's best for my life. I'm interested in God's best for my children's life. But there's one thing for certain, we'll never experience God's best when we have bitterness inside of us. Oh, yeah, bitterness inside of us. Bitterness will devastate you spiritually. Why? Here's two reasons why this morning. Number one, because bitterness necessitates that you walk in the flesh and not in the spirit. When we are harboring bitterness in our lives, then we are walking in the flesh and we're not walking in the spirit. We're saying, can I put it this way? We're saying to God, I don't think you can take this away from me, so I choose to carry it instead of giving it to you. Bitterness today necessitates that we walk in the flesh. All Christians have that choice every day, many times a day, to take a step in the flesh or to take a step in the spirit. To walk in the spirit or to walk in the flesh. What did he say? He said if we walked in the spirit, we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Let me tell you what the lust of the flesh is. Man, there's a lot of things, but here is the lust of the flesh when it comes to bitterness. You want to harbor that feeling inside of you because it makes your flesh feel good to still be angry at somebody. You don't understand what they said to me. You don't know how they treated me. You don't know the lies that they told on me. You don't know how they acted towards me. It is appeasing to our flesh. Somebody give me an amen this morning to harbor that inside of us. But hear me and hear me well. It is not of the spirit to do that. Bitterness this morning causes us to walk in the flesh. We can't control what happens in our life, but we can control how we react to what happens. You know what? I don't have no pity parties to tell you this morning. God's been good to me. God's blessed my family and I. But to be real honest with you this morning, we've had some people do us real dirty too. You know, a lot of times people says to the preacher, well, you just don't understand. Well, can I ask you something? Do you understand what it feels like to be with somebody in the highest moments of their life, in the lowest moments of their life, to always be there, to leave vacation at times and come home to be with them, for them to turn their back on you, stab you in the back, walk away from you and treat you like a dog? Preachers should be, according to the flesh, the most bitter people there is today. But we must learn, church, that we don't walk in the flesh, we walk in the spirit. And when we're walking in the flesh, we harbor that emotion inside of us, and it devastates us spiritually. I can't control what everybody else does, but I can control how I react to that situation. Just a couple weeks ago, a few knows about this situation, but just a couple weeks ago, Olivia was with me when this happened. There was a gentleman, because he ended up apologizing. There was a gentleman just got plumb sideways with me. And to be honest with you, it was a morning that I didn't feel good. I was tired. I was give out. I had been battling some things within the church that nobody knew about. All of that was on my mind. The building was on my mind. So when he got sideways, instead of me being spiritual and walking off, you know what I'd done? I got sideways right back with him. And when he got in my face, I got right back in his face. You can condemn me if you want to. I really don't care. I'm just being honest with you this morning. Ended up, I turned around and walked off, told him a thing or two, turned around and walked off. Couple days went by. I saw the gentleman again. He walked up to me and stuck his hand out to shake my hand. I stuck my hand out like that and went like that, and I went to pull away, and he pulled me back towards him. And I thought, you pull back very hard, buddy, and I promise you I'll knock your teeth down your throat. Now, you can holler amen or old me. I'm just being honest, Brother Scotty. And he looked at me, and he said, he called me by name. Had nothing to do with the church, had nothing to do with church business. It was a personal transaction. He called me by name and he said, "Look, man, I'm sorry." He said, "I'm sorry." And I said, "Well, I accept your apology." I pulled my hand out of his hand, Brother Brian. I turned around and walked off. You know what I thought? I accepted it. Well, it wasn't but just another day or two. I had to find my way back to his office. Anybody ever been there before? I had to find my way back to his office, and I walked in his office, and I said, "Hey, buddy, love you, man." And I said, "Let's just let all this go. I'm sorry." And he said, "Me too." We shook each other's hand, hooked each other's neck, and walked off. Let me tell you what the potential was right there. The potential was this. I could allow bitterness to harbor. He was wrong in what he said to begin with. He was completely wrong in the way that he acted. If you don't believe me, ask my daughter. She was standing up. He was completely wrong. I cannot control what happens to me, but I can control how I react to what happens to me. Was I wrong in the way that I acted? Absolutely. I was angry, but I didn't follow through with sin not. Are you hearing me this morning? How we react to that situation. If I had continued to react the way that I was, watch this, spiritually I was going to be devastated. Why? Because a man can't be right with God and not right with his brother. You say, "Well, was he saved?" It don't matter if he was saved or not. A man can't be right with God. Look what the Bible said. Let me show you something. If we have unresolved bitterness in our life, there's no way we can be right with God. Let me read you a verse in Galatians chapter number 5. Galatians chapter number 5 says this, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And that they are Christ, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts." You know what he's saying to us this morning? He's saying this, that if there's no bitterness in our life, that the fruit of the Spirit is this: it's joy, it's peace, it's long-suffering, it's gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. He's saying that's what we have in our life. You are with them and don't feel like displaying love. You think about them and don't feel joy and have no peace at all. You aren't long suffering or you would display forgiveness. You think about how they treated you, but think about how you treated Christ, and Christ still loves you and forgives you. Galatians chapter 5 talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter number 6 says this. What he says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Holding bitterness is walking in the flesh, sowing to the flesh, and will eat you up inside out." It's impossible to be wrong with the man and right with God at the same time. Bitterness, what does it do? Bitterness does this. It devastates us spiritually, because bitterness necessitates that I walk in the flesh and not in the Spirit, because bitterness halts spiritual growth altogether. It halts spiritual growth altogether. I'm talking about it devastating us spiritually. And I asked you a question this morning. Do you want to be everything God wants you to be? Do you want to be the very best Christian that God would have you to be? Do you want to be the very best example that God could have you to be? Do you want others to see Christ in your life? I want to ask you this question. Do you know somebody that's lost and on the road to hell? I'm sure the answer to every one of us is yes. Do we want Christ to see them in our life? Well, I want to tell you something. The only way we'll ever be everything God wants us to be is dealing with bitterness. You'll never be what God has for you. You'll never, you care to come start playing softly? You'll never reach your full, I actually had 6 points. I'm just on the first one. Maybe we'll get another one tonight. You'll never be what God wants you to be till you learn to deal with that. Here is the number one statement. When I sit down and talk to people, here's the number one statement. You just don't understand what they said. You just don't understand how they treated me. I may not, but I do understand this. If you're ever going to grow spiritually, you're going to have to let go of it. You have to let go of it. Why your life is being, here's what we say so many times. I mean, men, give me an amen right here. Somebody, I want a man to say amen when I say this. There ain't nobody going to run my life. How many times we say that? We was talking in class this morning. We just had a good heart-to-heart in our Sunday school class this morning about some things. And we was talking about procrastination, and we was talking about different things like that. And Caleb said sometimes Caitlin will remind him of things. And I said, yeah, sometimes Leslie will remind me of things. And I'll say, okay, Mom, I'll get to it. Now, some of you men, you felt the same way sometime, hadn't you, old son? Her arms is short. She can't reach you sitting there. Have we not felt the same way? Yeah, you can't run fast, though. That's what happened. She kicked you. She got the shin, and you didn't say, thank God for my wife that loves Jesus. We say, women says the same thing. You're not going to run my life. You know what you're doing when you're harboring bitterness? You're letting somebody else run your life. They ain't running my life. Well, why did you just, why? You ain't got to convince me of it. When we turn in that emotion like that, you're trying to convince yourself of it. I'm just trying to help us this morning. I'm just trying to help us this morning. Bitterness. What did he say? He said, let it be gone from us. Let it be gone from us. What is it? What is the situation? Who is the person? Bitterness, I'm telling you today, will devastate you spiritually. It will take all of your zeal away from you. Brother Stan may get mad at me this evening. Him and his family pull out after probably close to 15 years with us. And he may talk to me like a dog. I don't think he would, but then again, there's been others I didn't think would either. I'm just being real. I got one or two things I can do, Brother Tim. I can be angry over that, or I can be heartbroken over that. Angry or heartbroken, if I'm not careful, I can become bitter over that. Well, I watched them girls grow up. We tried to give them girls opportunities to serve in the church. I've tried to give them opportunity. I trust him to do this. I trust him to do that. This, and this. Or I can just pray. God, you know the need, and whatever it is, I pray, God, you'd fix it. I can become bitter. It's my choice today. But if I become bitter at them, it's going to devastate me spiritually. You ever heard some preachers preach and they keep going back to one family or one situation just over and over and over and over? You know what that is? That's called bitterness. You ever talk to somebody and they keep going back to the same thing over, the same person over and over and over? You know what we're doing? We're allowing somebody else to run our life. And the scripture says, let this be gone from you. You say, preacher, how do I let that be gone from me? Brother Matt said it this way in Sunday school. He said, "Preacher, we just got to learn to give it to God. We got to learn to give it to God. I cannot control other people. I cannot do it. And Brother Josh, if I allowed myself, I would go absolutely bonkers trying to figure people out. I'm just going to give it to the Lord. Why am I going to allow, I know I'm preaching different this morning, but why am I going to allow somebody else to completely ruin my life? I can't even go to church and get help from God because of something else, somebody else. I can't even go through my daily life because of somebody else. I'm just not going to do it. I chose a long time ago to put it at the altar with God because He said, let it be gone from you. Say, God, with your help, I'm going to trust you. And God, I'm going to give it to you. Spiritually, you will be devastated if you don't deal with bitterness in your life. You're going to hit a point, and that's as far as you're going to go spiritually until you deal with that. Number two, I look at this tonight. Bitterness not only devastates you spiritually, but it will physically. It's proven. It's proven people's had heart attacks because of bitterness. It's proven today. We got one or two choices this morning. We can take that bitterness and put it on an altar and go back to living our life and letting God help us. Or number two, we can walk in the flesh and allow somebody else to continue to run/ruin our lives. Father,